This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The doctrine of the Trinity was declared to be the official doctrine of the Christian Church, which was Catholic.
Am I talking to him or you?
I don't mind talking to you.
I don't mind talking to you.
When?
I don't mind. But I have rules. When we talk, we talk in rules.
No rules. There's
okay.
No rules.
No, there are rules. This is not cage fighting.
When was
okay. There are rules. Okay. So I'll continue talking to this gentleman because he's more gentle.
This is not a food and vegetable. It's not a food and
vegetable. No, we are very respectful.
In the second century.
There you go.
He's talking about Council Nicaea.
She thinks you're not doing a good job. That's why she has to.
You're misrepresenting Christian history.
No one else.
Who?
There is no one else beside him. In what? In what? What Jesus actually said to him. Worship thy Lord with all thy mind, with all thy heart, with all thy soul. And the Jew turns around and says, yes, you have spoken the truth. There is no one else beside him. Quoting the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 6. I am the first, I am the last. There is no one else beside me. And it is the Father speaking, by the way. It is not the Son, not the Spirit. It is the Father speaking there in the book of Isaiah. So if that's the case, my brother, devotion, dedication, worship is only dedicated to one person, and that is the Father.
I promise you, I have no problem with it. But still, you're saying...
we have no issue.
No, we don't have an issue. I'm not a Catholic myself. So I'm just saying that you then said worship, devotion, but our whole issue was prayer. Now, you need to define to me what worship and devotion means to a Catholic. Because I told you already, if you spoke to a Catholic, they would say they do not worship Mary. They would say that they do not devote, because the important thing to them is that you devote to God by submitting to Christ as Lord.
Okay.
They would say they do not submit to Mary as Lord. So please tell me.
I acknowledged earlier.
Yeah, but I'm saying, because you just said worship, devotion. I understand that. I have no problem with that. But Catholic will also understand and agree with you and say they don't worship and devote themselves. A true Catholic will say, because you will find fringe in every religion.
I understand that.
You'll find fringe in every religion.
I acknowledged earlier that Mary is not regarded as God, strictly speaking, by the Catholics.
Yes.
Okay? They regard her as the mother of God, which is Theotokos.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
The God-bearer.
Yes.
The one who carried God.
Yeah.
Which is the idea, the thought is absurd in itself. How can God be carried by a woman in her stomach? God was confined within the stomach of a woman, and then he came out how he came out. And then a placenta followed. I don't want to go into...
I'll avoid extras. No, but I rather go into that type of issue anyway, because I think that's more. But I'm not Catholic myself.
No problem.
And if you do reject
my issue
Mariology,
with Catholics,
I know
Catholics don't regard Mary as God.
Yeah.
Where we do find a problem is when they pray to her as an intermediary, because they are now claiming that Mary can actually hear them. So now let's take this scenario as an example. There's a Catholic in Ecuador, okay, who are, you know, Native Americans or South Americans are Catholic predominantly, right? Or there's a Catholic a person praying in Amazon jungle. There's another Catholic person praying in Calcutta in India, right? There's another Catholic praying somewhere in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if there are Catholics in Russia.
Yeah.
Okay? And now all three of them are praying to Mary, thinking Mary can hear them. And if Mary can hear all three of them at the same time, then there's no difference between Mary and God, because she carries the same attributes as God, what we call polytheism, what we call shirk in attribution. Okay, so they don't have to actually worship Mary to attribute godly qualities to her, right? They just have to give those qualities to her, and then they indirectly call her God. Okay, not directly, indirectly, they are saying that she may have some qualities of God. Although she's not God, she may have some qualities or attributes of God, which is absurd. Again, if she can hear everyone and everything, and God can hear everyone and everything, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to defend it too much more, because I mean, I don't hold
you,
to it. I reject Mariology, so I'm...
Okay. So we agree.
I would say for Catholic this year, I would say they would not define omnipresence in the way that you would define
omnipresence. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Do you believe... I don't actually blame the Catholics for doing this. You know why? Because the theology they have inherited, the council Council of Chalcedon, 451 CE. Mary was declared, amazingly, 4 centuries after Jesus. For some reason, the Christians suddenly realized that she is the mother of God. Okay? First, Jesus, it took them 3 centuries to make him God. And then when he became God, then God has to have a mother. Okay. Right? So Mary...
Can you pause?
Absolutely, it's crazy. It's crazy.
But can you pause?
Yeah.
Carry on.
Can you pause? Are you going to speak to me?
You're not even going to let me have a discussion. Come on.
I can talk to you. But are you going to speak to me?
I'm speaking to you now. Let the man speak.
Right. Let the man speak.
Chalcedon, number one, Nicene, the Council of Nicaea and Council of Chalcedon were not
Chalcedon or Chalcedon, okay. However you want to
okay. pronounce it. They were not places where they realized suddenly that they were God.
I understand.
They
that.
Made an affirmation of what was already known.
Okay. I agree.
My question is, I understand that.
Yes.
I have no problem
because of division and debate. No, that's the reason. My question is,
why did they take so long to realize or to even declare, like the doctrine of the Trinity was declared to be the official doctrine of the Christian Church, which was Catholic.
Okay.
Am I talking to him or you?
I don't mind talking to you.
I don't mind. But I have rules. When we talk, we talk
in
rules.
No rules. There's
okay.
no rules.
No, there are rules. This is not cage fighting. There are rules. Okay. So I'll continue. I'll continue talking to this gentleman because he's more.
This is not a food and vegetable. It's not a food and vegetable.
No, no, we are very respectful.
In the second century.
There you go.
He's talking about Council of Nicaea.
Shut up. She thinks you're not doing a good job. She thinks you're not doing a good job. That's why she has to.
You're misrepresenting Christian history. Sir.
He can come back.
Can I say something?
Right.
Can I just say something?
No, no. Let me finish my point.
Yeah, but you know,
I understand that the Christians didn't suddenly wake up on the 4th of April. Let's say on the 4th of April, 451 CE, and say, oh, hold on a second. Lo and behold, Mary is actually the mother of God.
You don't go down to her level.
It took them some time.
That's what Allah
teaches. These ideas.
No. That's not even it as well.
Yeah.
You have to understand the reason why they formulated those creeds was because of division within the church. There were different ideas that were coming. So it's the same way, you know, why we have laws now. It's not because, you know, people are doing these crazy stuff. We have to sometimes then put forward a statement to say, actually, this is the way it needs to be done. Because of division that was going on. So there was division, and then they had to make a statement what was already held by all Christians.
Absolutely.
So that's the whole reason that they did the creeds in the first place.
I understand.
It wasn't because they just were formulating ideas. And also, I agree with her, Tertullian, Athanasius, well before these times, were holding to these things.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the Apostles' Creed as well.
Okay, you jumped from Tertullian to Athanasius.
Yes.
Okay, what's the correlation between the two?
So Tertullian was the first. Tertullian was the first person to use the term Trinity.
In what sense?
Sorry?
In what sense? To speak
about the divinity
what
of Christ.
What word did he use?
Sorry?
What word did he use?
Trinitas.
Trinitas in Latin. And what did he understand?
You used it. Okay, so there was at the time, they were understanding why people held to Jesus being God and the Holy Spirit they had to sort of...
Have you read Tertullian's Praxis? Have you read it though?
Can I finish?
Please finish.
Okay.
Are you the moderator? If she's the moderator, we're in trouble.
No.
Yeah. So can you mind your own business?
I don't mean to tell her that. I can't tell her this
because this is speaker's corner, my friend.
No.
I'm the speaker. She's the corner.
You don't understand.
With most respect,
she's here to interrupt. She's not here to talk. I'm willing to talk to her. She has to wait.
No, I do not have to wait.
Okay. You have to wait. I'm talking to this gentleman. I can only talk to one person at a time. Once I'm finished with him, this gentleman, I will talk to you.
We're all waiting.
Yes, carry on, please.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I've just got my point.
Your point was Tertullian. How you understood Trinity.
Point what the church already always believed.
Can you? She's not understanding my language. I'm speaking English. Maybe you can explain to her in a way that she's not part of this conversation.
I'm supporting him.
It's fine.
Yeah. But does he need your support? He's just look at this guy. Oh my God. Yeah, does he need your support?
He doesn't need my support.
And he's intelligent. He's very intelligent. I know him. He's a very intelligent man. I know him.
I am supporting
him. So why are you supporting him?
Because he's a brother.
Okay.
No, it's fine.
So am I not a brother?
Yeah, no.